healthy life.
Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We also have Skype. You can Skype into the show at Skype username lrn.fm. With you in the studio, it's Ian,
Marcus,
and Mark.
And don't forget, you can also join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features that we have on the site. Main feature allows you to actually get interactive. If you find something online that you want to share with us, you may post it to the website, and you're actually sharing it with all of our listeners, obviously, as well. And then everybody gets to vote on whether they like or dislike your suggestion. You get to vote, too. So go to freetalklive.com and get interactive. So last night I mentioned this story about Colorado seceding, or rather North Colorado seceding. Didn't have a chance to get to it. So I'm going to kick off with this one from the Washington Times, where they write, you've got North Carolina and North Dakota, so why not Northern Colorado? Voters in several rural Colorado counties will be asked whether they want to form a new state, tentatively named Northern Colorado, in the November election.
There is no northern state, though.
That's true. Everything's north.
North.
In the
why can't we just stick with North Colorado?
That's the one thing that's going to bother you the most, isn't it?
I don't like it. The inconsistency on this.
He does love to put his own names on things.
Right. But don't repeat the same name, right?
Hell no.
Okay, so it's happening this November. Like, this is going forward. There was discussion about this being possible in the past, but...
But by the way, Marcus, if you had the opportunity to name a new state, would you just call it North Colorado?
No, that's
Northern
terrible.
Northern Colorado?
No,
I mean,
terrible.
For God's sake, do something exciting.
But, that'll be the one thing that'll stop them from seceding, is no one will agree on the name.
On the name.
There will be riots in the streets on the name of the new state.
Call it Chartreuse School Bus. I mean, name it the Pink Poodle. Do something exciting.
Well, maybe that's just it. Maybe they feel like they have to stay boring in order to satiate
people. Get it done.
And, you know, get more people to agree on what the name should be.
Imagine what it's like for people from foreign countries. So, you're from Dakota. No, I'm from North Dakota. Is that the northern part of Dakota? No. There's a South Dakota and a North Dakota. Is this Dakota? Where? How is Dakota?
Excuse me, what country are you from?
I'm just foreign, for God's sake.
Just a random foreign accent. It was good. I was enjoying it.
I sounded foreign.
Yeah, you did. You did.
So, I mean, this is tough on foreign people. Just give it a new name.
You could just say,
I thought you were going to be from Northern New Zealand.
I don't think that'd be that hard to explain. You could just liken it to North and South Korea, right?
I suppose you could.
So
not everybody's as well traveled as you. Either.
They are actually never been there.
You've never been anywhere.
That's not true.
You've been to Canada.
I also went to one of those islands, the Bahamas. I think.
Congratulations.
When I was a kid. So
you've taken
one of those islands.
Yeah. It was like being in Florida, basically,
just smaller plot of land.
A lot more black people.
Oh, on the island,
indeed. Yeah.
Back to the story here. They are actually going to vote on this. This is no longer like a proposal. This might happen sort of thing. This is actually going to be on the ballot in several rural Colorado counties. It is a reaction, they say, to the Democrat-controlled state legislature's war on rural Colorado.
Now, what does that mean?
War on rural Colorado.
You know, if they said war on rural Colorado's values, I'd know they were, trouble.
Well, if it's rural, it must be Republican, right?
Mm. It has that sound, doesn't it? Sure.
And
the Democrats war.
They did have the war on Christmas, right?
It sounds to me like they want to throw people in jail for smoking pot. That's what my concern is.
That could be a factor. I highly doubt that's their motivating factor, but I think this is probably bubbling up from, you know, long-time resentment in the same way that a lot of people in New York State are upset about the population center of New York City and how that kind of tips the scales in the state. And the same thing with Denver in this case.
Sure. I mean, it's tough for any state, any state that has a large metropolitan area. Virginia is basically the same way. You got to wonder, you know, the poor Virginians, why are they bothering to vote? In Western Virginia, why are they bothering to vote in
elections? Wait, Western Virginia or West Virginia?
Western Virginia, not West Virginia. Why are they bothering to vote in a governor's election or a senator's election or something like that? They might as well just stay home in those because their vote doesn't count at all.
The Weld County Commissioners voted unanimously at Monday's meeting to place a measure on the November 5th ballot asking voters whether they want the county to join other rural counties into forming another state. Now, it's interesting that it's actually happening through the county commissioners. Now, I don't know anything about Colorado politics. In some states, there are ballot petition signature drives that happen to get certain questions placed on the ballot, but this actually is going through county commissioners to be placed on the ballot. So does that indicate a relative level of popularity, or is it a political agenda, or both? I'm not sure.
It's got to be really tough on these states that are quite large. If you can imagine what it's like for these outlying communities. Denver, as I recall, is sort of in the center of Colorado. I could be wrong on that. But, you know, what is it like to drive 3 or 4 or 5 hours to get to Denver when some kind of legislative thing comes along? It's a really nice thing about being in a small state like Vermont or New Hampshire. The farthest you've got to drive is 2.5 hours or something.
Mm-hmm. The last session, they say, was the straw that broke the camel's back for many people. They want change. They want to be heard. Three other rural counties, Cheyenne, Sedgwick, and Yuma, also plan to place the 51st state referendum on the fall ballot. At least three more counties plan to consider the proposal this week at their commission meetings. Jeffrey Hare, spokesman for the so-called 51st State Initiative. Known for its agriculture and oil and gas production, Weld is the largest of the Colorado counties, exploring a break with the state after the legislature's sharp turn to the left, with bills restricting access to firearms and doubling the state's renewable energy mandate for rural areas.
So the people in the rural areas, or some of them anyway, obviously it's not all of them, feel that the people in control don't have their best interests in mind, of
right.
course.
And they don't.
Right. And so they want to do something, and this is what they have come up with.
Yeah, and who wants to be told how to live by a bunch of city slickers?
I would like to be my own state. I'd like to be the 52nd state.
State of Marcus.
Right. Yeah. This is what it really comes down to me. I'm not the biggest advocate in the world of secession, because to me it just means you have a smaller little tyranny.
Right.
And tyranny is tyranny.
What? Why would you not want to be a big advocate of that idea? Because you would have one less layer of tyranny. Yes, it's a smaller tyranny, and it is a tyranny, and it is, you know, people who believe they're your master. But, like, in a place like New Hampshire, it's at least an accessible one. You can call the tyrant at home.
They'll get less accessible as they get more power. However, what we're talking about here in the case of
what makes you think they would have more power?
Northern Colorado, because
the state of New Hampshire wouldn't automatically grow by getting rid of the federal government.
There are things that the federal government takes care of that the state of New Hampshire would then think that they're in charge of taking care of.
Like what?
But in the case of Northern Colorado, you're not even talking about doing anything but splitting Colorado. It'd just be another state. You're not getting rid of a level of tyranny in this case.
It's good because you're getting another state, and that provides some level of competition, especially if you get rid of the federal government.
I think it's good to have a conversation about secession. I think it's good to not talk about killing people when they want to create new political designations.
Look, okay, it says here the Flag Makers Union is all in favor of this new state.
Have you seen that they can actually do? And I think this is really important for a lot of people is that if you look up 50 flag 51 stars on a Google image search, it's fine. I mean, it doesn't throw anything into they could make a flag with 51 stars and it still looks good.
Sure.
I think that's important for people.
That has always been a concern for people, is the stars looking good.
I mean, think it's important.
It's not really a very good-looking flag to begin with, but
well, it's an older one. It isn't new like Canada's or anything.
Okay, I want to go back to the statement you made. We can talk more about Colorado in a moment, but regarding secession, you said that they would have more power. If a state seceded, that the bureaucrats there would have more power. And I believe that's probably true in a place like New York or California, but in New Hampshire, it's incredibly difficult to enlarge the size of the state due to the structure of the government here. They would not be able to subsume instantaneously.
And yet they've done it anyway.
Slowly, it has gotten larger, yes, but it's not like they would instantly subsume all of the things the federal government does if you seceded. More coming up here. And plus, if you were to secede, there'd be a huge mindset towards liberty.
There are 49
right?
other states, Ian.
What's your point? More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Business owners, listen up.
Give me an L.
Give me another L.
Give me a Z. Success.
Incorporation. Protection. Success. Incorporate your business.
LLC. If you're about to start a business, these three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why LLC.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners. With LLC.com, you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home, protect your car, protect your life savings. Call 1-800-940-9829 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from LLC.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy.
Incorporation. Protection. Success. Incorporate your business.
Call now for your free guide. 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Before another autumn arrives, celebrate the closing days of summer with the first annual Blue Green Organic Summer Fest. Friday, September 20th through Sunday, the 22nd on beautiful Madeline Island, Wisconsin. It's 3 days of family-friendly fun and admission is totally free. There's arts and crafts vendors, a farmer's market, and activities for the kids. Plus, great live music with 9 bands, both regional and local, including headliners The Suburbs and Allison Scott. It's hosted by Blue Green, serving great organic food on Bell Street on the restaurant and event center grounds. Sponsorship and vendor booths are still available. Call 952-556-8707. The Blue Green Organic Summer Fest, September 20th through 22nd. Madeline Island's never seen anything like it, and it's free. Like us on Facebook and visit BlueGreenOrganicSummerFest.com. Sponsored by South Shore Brewery, Fresh Key, Fry Wines, Freezor, Legendary Waters, The Storm 99.7, and 90 for Life Longevity.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live, and you can share your thoughts. We're talking about secession. Colorado, some in Colorado have been talking real serious like about seceding from Colorado, not from the United States. Sort of the wrong direction, in my opinion, for secession, but I still support it.
Yeah, they just want to turn a large state into two smaller states. So
I still think it's progress.
I think so.
But we'll get back into that here. You're welcome to share your thoughts at 855-450-FREE. Also, Skype. Username there, lrn.fm. You do need to send a contact request. It will be approved. So send that first, and then you can connect with us through Skype. And also don't forget freetalklive.com for all kinds of fun stuff.
When you're looking to make an investment, you want to make an investment in a market, you know, in a market segment and a company that growth is an opportunity. We know that the world is going to continue to want lights. It doesn't take too much to think about to consider that those lights will probably be LED lights, considering the mercury that's in the fluorescent lights and those kind of things.
Considering LED lights last longer, too, than the fluorescent.
Yeah, I've got LED lights. I've got some LED lights in my house. I'm thrilled. They're working out really well. And this is we're in the early aspects of this. I have recently bought some stock from a company that I think is worth sharing with the listeners. Yes, they are paying for this advertising segment. They are not, however, paying for my endorsement. I want you to know that. This is stock, and it has risks. The company is called Force Field, and they sell, among other things, they sell industrial-level LED lighting. They have a special relationship with a manufacturer in China, and they're able to produce the lighting at 30 to 40% lower than pretty much every other company out there. There are only a handful of companies that can handle big lighting installs for like governmental agencies, warehouses, big stores, things like that. There are very few companies that can handle it. Force Field's one of them, and they are one of the very, very few that offers financing. Financing to the level that it actually pays your company to switch from LED, from fluorescents to LEDs. And that's just one of the reasons I'm excited about Force Field. I'm going to tell you about many of the other reasons coming up here.
These guys are a big sponsor.
They're a big sponsor, and they've bought several ads per show, and I'm excited about being able to tell people about them. Anybody can go and buy FNRG on the OTCQB exchange. You have to have, obviously, some kind of brokerage account to be able to get this done, but it's FNRG at the OTCQB exchange. You can do that. If, however, you want to get in on the private placement of stock and you want to get it, it's currently at like $5.15, $5.20. If you want to get it at $4, then you're going to have to contact them, and I've got some contact information for you. On a private placement, you have to hold the stock for 6 months. I'm doing that, and I think that it's worth doing it. But there's a warrant for 1 year after that that you can continue to buy at that $4, and so it's a really great deal. Contact D. Nathan at forcefieldenergy.com. That's D-N-A-T-A-N at forcefieldenergy.com.
Well, county commissioners have voted unanimously to put a measure on the November 5th ballot, according to the Washington Times. This measure is a secessionist measure, and apparently there are other counties that will be that intend to. I'm not sure what their voting status is on this, but they do plan to place that very same referendum to become the 51st state on this fall's ballot. Now, there's more to the process than just people voting, and I want to continue in this piece here. So they're frustrated, the politicians and many of the people in the area, frustrated with what they consider to be a sharp left turn. They're upset by bills restricting access to firearms, as well as doubling the state's renewable energy mandate for rural areas coming out of the Capitol. Democrats control both houses of the legislature and the governor's office. Two Democratic state senators are facing September 10th recall elections in response to their gun control votes. And forming a state isn't easy. Even if the ballot measures pass, the Colorado State Legislature would be required to amend the Constitution, which, of course, is also not easy. Usually that's one of the most difficult things to do in any governmental structure, to configure the state's borders and refer a request for a new state to Congress. Approving a 51st state would require a majority vote of both houses of Congress, although the Constitution doesn't require the signature of the president. said Mr. Hare. Again, folks say this can never happen. However, we're starting to hear from disenfranchised groups all over the country, said a post on the 51st State Initiative's website. We are a truly divided nation, if it's possible, or rather it is possible, if not likely, that we may not be the only group requesting from Congress the formation of a new state.
What I like about this the best is it is a realization that people are unhappy being ruled by other people that they disagree yep. with. And they are being very serious about changing who rules them. I like that conversation. I don't want anybody to rule me unless I choose them specifically myself. And so that's the best part of this whole story.
Also, people don't like being ruled from a distance. They don't like that feeling. You know, many Americans will be all about, the Revolutionary War, they decided that they didn't want to be ruled from somebody across the ocean 4,000 miles away. How far do you think Washington, D.C. is from Nome? How far do you think Washington, D.C. is from Honolulu?
Mm-hmm.
Why in the world are Hawaii and Alaska states? You know, that there was a bit of a trickery done as far as bringing these states on board when they were brought on board, and many of the indigenous peoples weren't really asked.
Mm.
In fact, they were
a lot of them aren't very happy about that.
Yeah, actively disenfranchised from these votes.
We would like to get your permission to rule you.
Right, but when these indigenous people rise up like they did at Wounded Knee, they're criminals.
So I think this is great because more decentralization is a good thing. They're obviously still operating under this idea that being part of the United States somehow is beneficial, and you know they're still firmly within that particular paradigm.
Well, can you imagine the northern Colorado seceding? I mean, they have no seaport. it just doesn't even make much sense.
Well, I don't understand why. I get what you're saying. Obviously, having a seaport is nice. One of the reasons why New Hampshire was chosen for the Free State Project is that we do have international boundaries. Here, which is nice to have. Two of them, as a matter of fact.
The ocean and Canada.
So that's good to have. But obviously, you know, you've got places like Europe where there are landlocked countries. So
which ones?
There have to be landlocked countries in Europe.
Like
I have to look at a map.
Vatican City?
There you go, Andorra. There's another one.
I don't believe Andorra is landlocked, but it is not... It's not without international borders.
How about
borders.
Switzerland?
Not without international borders.
Well, no, the international borders would be North Colorado if they seceded. Every border would be an international border
okay.
at that point.
Hold on. Let me be 100% clear. There are few countries in the world completely within another
okay,
country.
Okay, I get you there.
And yeah. if that relationship with the country in which that country is contained are not... very, very good, that country that is contained within another country is FUBAR.
I get your point there. Let's continue with more. And your thoughts, welcome to 855-450-FREE. Certainly there are some places where it's better to secede than others. And there are different options out there. You know, if you're looking at secession, Texas versus Vermont versus New Hampshire would end up being three very different places. More on the way. You can take control. Share your thoughts. Free Talk Live.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. After more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Ready to secede? Well, apparently some people in northern Colorado are, and we'll continue that story here. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online at freetalklive.com. We have news updates, so perhaps you would like to follow along with what's going on with Free Talk Live. Maybe you only want to follow the most important information about Free Talk Live. You can do that via our news email list at news.freetalklive.com. Of course, you can also follow us on Twitter and Facebook and Google Plus, and then you'll get more updates from us, like during the show, questions or show prep, things like that. Actually, I haven't posted this Colorado story yet, but I will do so. So you can follow us in whatever way you please over at news.freetalklive.com.
Those phone lines are brought to you by SACL CAI. One of the principals over at SACL CAI is Jason Osborne. Jason Osborne also does his own podcast along with Brett Vinoy, and it's called School Sucks Project at schoolsucksproject.com. And you can go to schoolsucksproject.com and you, through there, visit their YouTube channel and watch the controversial video, Why Libertarianism is So Dangerous. It explains the worst-case scenario that follows the overnight disappearance of the government. And the ending will shock you. It's schoolsucksproject.com.
All right, so toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Northern Colorado counties will be voting, at least one, and maybe several others, will be voting this November on becoming a 51st state. However, if that is to pass, then it still has to go through the state house, or it has to go through the Colorado state house, the legislature, where they would have to amend the Constitution in order to let them go.
And then also, in order to become a 51st state, they would have to get the permission from Congress. Now, the detail they don't give you here is what happens if they vote to secede, and then the state legislature in Colorado votes to, hey, we don't want you guys anymore, get out of here. You know, they let them go. And then the Congress doesn't accept them as the 51st state. Are they then a territory?
I would guess that's what they would be. But why would Congress not? See, Congress doesn't really have anything, you know.
I don't know. They haven't let Puerto Rico in yet.
D.C. Puerto Rico hasn't chosen to get in.
They haven't? Okay.
Yeah.
Those votes have not succeeded?
That's as I understand, okay. As I recall the Puerto Rican votes, that's correct.
Gotcha.
But D.C. doesn't have anything to win or lose in this battle. You know, an extra seat.
What would be their
Congress
incentive to do it, though?
What do they need an incentive for?
I don't know. They're busy passing all kinds of other legislation.
There may be an incentive for one party or the other, depending on if it means that Colorado is currently Democratic, and then it would go Democrat and Republican, then the Republicans might be for it, the Democrats might be against it.
There's always
good
that
point.
The gerrymandering, as
which
it were.
Which is probably one of the intentions of the people who are seceding. We're going to do this for the party. We're going to get two more votes in Congress.
Yeah. So
could be.
That
in the Senate.
In the Senate, excuse me.
It wouldn't really, probably wouldn't change the size of the House of Representatives.
Hey, we've got Ryan on the line in Georgia, and then your thoughts are welcome here at 855-450-FREE. Hello, Ryan.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I just had a question. I think secession is maybe like a decent idea, but can it ever be peaceful, at least when it comes to like the United States? Because you're going to have to use some kind of force to get the federal government out of your state, and they're probably not going to let you go gracefully. And so is it really like a peaceful?
I don't know why. I guess I would understand why you think that you would have to use force, but I don't understand why that would be necessary.
Is it possible is what he's saying?
I mean, yeah.
I wouldn't want to use force. I don't want
right.
to. No, I would.
If everybody just ignores them, then what can they really do about it?
Well, they can send troops into your... state.
Let's look at.
You're going to.
This is the biggest
say.
Objection to secession,
right? And it is. And let's look at U.S. history. Yes, there is a glaring example of an attempt to secede that was not successful. However, we can look at many other examples, like Cuba, which was essentially won in the Spanish-American War. Panama, which was basically a protector of the United States, from a legal standpoint, the Philippines. There are many places around the world, mostly in the Western Hemisphere. You can look at Micronesia and Guam and things that are still on board, sort of as territories of the United States. But these countries have managed to slowly, successfully secede from the United States without getting, tanks rolled in and that kind of thing. And, you don't consider it that big of a deal because there's such a big glaring example to the opposite.
Yeah, and my perspective on the whole roll in tanks, and I'd like to hear what you think about this, Marcus, because we've certainly covered this before. But my perspective is it's not going to be the same as rolling in tanks to another country halfway across the world. Because people look differently at the United States. They probably are more likely to have a family member or loved one that lives in New Hampshire or Vermont or Texas or wherever it is that does end up seceding first. And so it'll be a PR disaster for the federal government if they were to roll in tanks or troops.
The number one rule in seceding from any country is don't fire on their forts. You know, no matter what they do, don't fire on their fort. South Carolina was itching for a fight. They got it, and they got beat.
Well, when I secede, I hope they don't roll in the tanks because I'm pretty squishy.
Into Marcus.
Yeah, they would just roll right over me, and I won't be firing on their fort. But I think what we need to do is talk about the reality that in the future we will successfully, peacefully secede from the tyrants that are the U.S. federal government, because that's what we want to do, and that is our plan to do. For many people anyway. And so that's our intention, and we should talk about it as much as possible. And I think it
But aren't you afraid of them rolling in tanks? I mean, what do you say to that one, or the troops concern? What specifically?
Well, yeah, the federal government is scary because they hurt a lot of people, that's for sure. But you know, the best thing we can do is just talk about it and just move forward peacefully. You know, if we're acting peacefully, it's not as if they'll surprise us with the tank. All of a sudden, there's a tank in front of me. That I don't think that that's going to happen. And
so you're just saying, don't be afraid of it. Just go ahead, be peaceful, and move the conversation forward.
Sure. I mean, there's and not to be irrationally not afraid. I mean, if somebody is coming at me with weapons, certainly I'm afraid. But I'm not going to focus on that. What I want to focus on is our intention to peacefully secede.
Yeah. And Ryan, your thoughts?
Yeah, well, I had another point. Well, maybe in like 5 to 10 years, they won't be able to make those tanks roll. They won't be able to pay, you know, minions to come. And, I mean, seriously, there's going to be a lot of lost faith, I think, in the coming years, and they'll just not be able to deal with it. If somebody says, like, oh, I'm leaving, they'll be like, well, they would love to crush whoever does that, but, I mean, are they going to have the money and the willpower or the constitution to go after somebody? I don't.
They may not have the money to send flowers to ask you back at that point. And I think that what you were talking about, to me, seems like the most likely scenario here, that the United States government, as it currently exists today, will become so insolvent that it simply can't do anything, that its world reserve currency status of the U.S. dollar will collapse, and that really the states will be left to themselves.
Ryan, thanks for your call. Oh, go ahead.
I was just going to say real quick, the Soviet Union couldn't stop, you know, their satellite countries from leaving for the same.
There you go. Thank you, sir. Appreciate the call tonight. And, of course, everybody cheered on the Soviet Union seceding. So, I mean, a lot of people cheered that on.
The countries that left the Soviet Union, yes.
Yeah, the dismembering or dismantling.
I have an older world map I was looking at just recently where, you know, it's got the USSR. And it's, you know, all-encompassing all these now separate countries, which is great that those are their own entities.
And most of the people, I mean, obviously nobody took a poll, but generally people supported that happening.
Sure.
And still it's supported today. Even the U.S. federal government supports countries seceding from one another in a lot of cases. You know, they'll make statements that. So, one other point about rolling in tanks. People throw that out as a common objection to secession. But if that's what they're afraid of, maybe they should look around. Because isn't that what you already have? Look at the Massachusetts occupation where the police came in there with their tanks into people's neighborhoods and were searching house to house. I mean, you literally already have armed members that look like military people in the streets with tanks. Just because they're not there right now doesn't mean they can't be there 3 hours from now or coming up.
Attention men, if you're urinating more often or waking at night to urinate, we want to send you a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is our best-selling supplement, made with a natural ingredient that supports healthy urine flow and more complete bladder emptying. It's also been shown to reduce waking at night from the urge to urinate. To find out how to get your free bottle, just call 800-460-0983. Since Beta Prostate debuted, our warehouse has shipped over 2 million bottles, but there are still men who have yet to discover this amazing supplement. That's why for a limited time, you can try a full 30-day supply of Beta Prostate free. You only pay shipping and handling. This free Beta Prostate giveaway is only available while supplies last. And once it's gone, it's gone. Just call 800-460-0983. That's 800-460-0983. Call 800-460-0983.
Iron poisoning, GMO foods, vaccines, and radiation are the means for population extermination. Iron is not a nutrient. It is a poison that replaces copper and accumulates in the body, causing destruction and accelerating aging. Iron is accumulating due to iron uptake facilitators, and copper depleters that have been added to the food and water supply. GMO foods have increased iron availability. Vaccines contain nanoparticle-sized parasites, termed viruses, that thrive and replicate in the presence of iron deposits. Radiation vibrates blood proteins, breaking off the loosely bound iron, resulting in vascular damage and accelerated iron deposition. These poisons work together to decrease lifespan and birth rates. The iron poison population has a lifespan that is decades less than the healthy segment. The poisoners enjoy secretly exterminating the real population, below 200 million. They try to change this at times and beat their maker. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. That is UNVEILING.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything you would like at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features that we share. Now, if you like the show and you want to help Free Talk Live, say, get on more radio stations, you can do that by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And it allows you to send $5 a month to us on an automated basis that allows us to do more outreach to radio stations, for instance, and also bring more internet listeners on board. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com. The Free State Project is on its way to reaching 75% of its goal of 20,000 people moving to New Hampshire, getting active for more liberty in our lifetime. Now, not everybody who are members of the Free State Project support the idea of secession. It is not a secessionist movement, but Marcus, you were using terms like we and our about talking about secession, and when you said that, you meant just you and other people that believe in secession, right?
Yes, that's right.
Not necessarily the Free State Project.
No, I wasn't speaking specifically about the Free State Project, but I know a lot of people that are participants in the Free State Project, and a lot of them do believe in secession.
Absolutely true. In fact, some of them are taking action to support those ideas in their activism. So there's the Foundation for New Hampshire Independence that was founded last year. Also founded last year is the New Hampshire Liberty Party, a political party that publicly advocates for secession. The Foundation for New Hampshire Independence is more of like a think tank educational organization that publicly advocates for secession. In fact, they're talking about putting together a conference this year and holding it in New Hampshire. So that's exciting. And the more we can get people talking about this, the better. So let's go to Carson listening in Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live. Carson.
Yes. Wanted to talk about secession. And while I do agree that it's not the worst idea I've heard, and I agree in principle, I'd like to point something out, that all this effort that people are putting into this, I feel would be so much better directed to something that has a much better chance of working. Because if you just look at just the logic, the government didn't let the South secede in the 1860s. So what makes you think Congress is going to let another state secede? What makes you think that the legislature that they are complaining is overrun by Democrats is going to let them secede? So why not focus on getting legislators that believe the way you do or work on local activism? And I think it brings up a big point, is that if people just stopped worrying about the federal government and started focusing on what they can do, i.e. Free State Project, or working to make your town, city, county, even your state a better place, because, I mean, Minnesota elected Jesse Ventura, an independent governor, and he did some semi-decent things. So I think instead of trying to focus on completely cutting yourself off from the system, why not try and better the system, because you have probably a higher...
You're talking about the federal government?
...of getting success.
No. You're talking about spending time bettering the federal government?
I was speaking of bettering your local and state government.
Okay. But what if the federal government prevents you from bettering your local and state government? What if there is a certain way you would like to change your local and state government, but you can't do it because it's outlawed by the federal government?
Okay, then yes, you could try to work to secession, but I'm just saying it's a ratio of effort towards reward.
Have you ever done politics before?
Have I ever done what? I didn't hear you.
A political action, like some of the things you're talking about, you're advising us to do. Have you done them?
Yes. My father.
Haven't you noticed that the ratio of effort to reward is absolutely ridiculous already? I mean, how could this be any worse than that?
Okay, good question, because we actually were able to stop something in Columbus, Ohio in 1997. They wanted to build a stadium.
15 years ago.
My reference is a little outdated. By raising the sales tax to pay for the stadium, we got a bunch of local people involved, fought it, got a ballot measure, won the ballot measure, and instead they did a hotel luxury tax, and the people building for the Blue Jackets had to kick in a little
bit. That's great. Has the government gotten smaller since then?
No, but it's little victories. I mean, I really think that...
That's right. They keep you believing in the system.
I think Carson's really talking about two separate things, though. Or maybe I'm hearing it as two separate things, because we're talking about a story specifically of Colorado, it is, right? That half of it wants to secede and just be a new state, but it doesn't want to secede from the federal government. It's only a part of the state that wants become a new state.
But we have been talking about secession in general as
well. Right, and that's the other story that we're talking about. It's not a story, it's just us actually talking about seceding from the federal government, but the story we led with is really just about a new state creating itself, which sounds like Carson would be in favor of, because it's actually creating a smaller state.
I am in favor of that. I kind of missed that point, sorry.
So just to clarify, you're saying you are in favor of North Colorado putting the people in North Colorado putting effort and time and money into advocating for secession from the state of Colorado, but you would not be for them putting money, time, and effort into advocating the secession from the United States?
Yes, simply because I firmly believe that the state level is the highest level you really have a good reward versus effort benefit, simply because, and it's a sad fact, and I really hope it does change, but nothing that I've seen people doing, with the exception of your Free State Project, and even that's on the state level because you tried to get people to New Hampshire.
But wait a minute. Both of these – hold on, Carson. Both of the proposals are state-level actions. So it's a state-level action for these people in Colorado to put something on the ballot. In fact, that's county level, putting things on the ballot at the county level. Then if they get approved, then it goes to the state level, and the state legislature has to vote to let them go from the state. So that's state level. And then also it would be state level if New Hampshire, for instance, were to vote at the legislative level to secede from the United States. That has nothing to do with changing the United States.
Yes, but I'm just saying that it's so much easier just to say, let there be a 51st state and honestly, the only difference is it's now Colorado and North Colorado, then, and even the secession issue isn't the best issue, but I just, my main point is just, if people focus on the local community, getting council people elected who support freedom,
why can't you do all of those things? I'm running for a political office here in town in Keene, New Hampshire. I'm running for a city of Keene at-large city council spot, and I'm also a member of the New Hampshire Liberty Party that advocates for secession, and I'm also a supporter of the New Hampshire Foundation for New Hampshire Independence, and I've printed 5,000 flyers that talk about secession, so I can do all of those things.
Carson, you're talking about achieving... Carson, let me make it clear here. You're talking about achieving a goal. Ian's talking about something. He wants to send a message to the abusive spouse that, hey, honey, I can leave anytime I want to.
I'm talking about achieving the goal of getting the legislature to vote for secession.
I'm with you, man, but you're so far from that goal that all you're doing is clearing your throat.
Yeah, it's
right now.
Hard goal, but it's the same. The difficulty isn't that much more than getting any bill passed. I mean, really.
Well,
it's all very difficult.
The one thing I agree and sort of disagree with Carson on is what people should focus on. I think that it benefits us if people who love liberty focus on what they're good at. That's when people tend to be the most effective.
I agree with that, but it's just my whole thing is that Ian, I agree that you are Superman when it comes to political activism and liberty and everything.
I don't know about that.
You are my hero for how much you're able to devote yourself to it. Not everybody has that amount of energy, and I really think that if you have a limited amount of energy that you're able to spend, I firmly believe that you will have a better chance of success.
Carson, thanks for your call tonight. I do appreciate hearing from you and the thoughts as well at 855-450-FREE. Yeah, I get your point, Carson. I mean, there's everybody only has a limited amount of time, but advocating for secession is something you can do in your spare time. It's something that you can do as you're talking with somebody at, a dinner table or, sitting at a campfire or whatever, being at the work at a conversation with the boss or wherever. You can talk about secession.
People are scared to death that secession means the United States government is going to kill us all. And the first step to getting to the point where secession doesn't mean the United States government is going to kill us all is talking about secession.
Yeah, and as though it's possible. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line, because it's impossible if we don't believe it is. More coming up.
You hear that rattle, kid? That's an unbalanced condenser fan. That's bad. Unbalanced things break. Broken things cost money. Spending money leads to unbalanced budgets. That's why I like Granger. They balance my needs with my budget. Granger has counterweights, fan blades, motors, everything we need to keep this place humming. Not rattling, humming. The Granger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwartman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.